UNICEF, in collaboration with the Ghana Education Service, is training basic and senior high school teachers on mechanisms that can be put in place to prevent any outbreak of the Ebola disease. The teachers will also be provided with leaflets on Ebola. The Public Relations Officer of the Ministry of Education, Paul Krampa, made this known to Radio Ghana. He said that basic and senior high schools will reopen as scheduled.
The basic schools, in fact, the good news is that the Ghana Education Service for the past week have actually been in talks with UNICEF. UNICEF is helping the Ghana Education Service to develop leaflets and also to train teachers before schools reopen.
So it's likely that basic school and then senior high schools are going to reopen on the scheduled date?
Yes, that is when the exercise is completed. Once the Ghana Education Service is very much sure that measures have been put in place, they will definitely give the go-ahead for the opening of the schools.
The participants in the training, are they teachers from...
Yeah, I know. From all the schools in the country.
Okay.
It's going to be a nationwide training program.
And when does it start?
So, as I told you, they are actually put in place so many measures to ensure that this thing takes place as early as possible. And I'm sure it will actually take off for the commencement of the 2014-2015 academic year.
Mr. Krampa said the ministry is satisfied with the level of measures being put in place by tertiary institutions to prevent any Ebola outbreak. He said tertiary institutions which failed to submit their plans have up to the 25th of this month to do so.
There was a meeting at the presidency just last Monday. Issues relating to the Ebola epidemic was discussed very extensively. We realized that some of the institutions are put in place to keep the spread of Ebola in those institutions. Some of the heads of institutions came with their directors of medical service. They made us to understand that things were on course and that they, in their own small way, have actually put in place certain measures to keep Ebola epidemic in their institutions. Based upon the assessment and then the assurances that we received from the institutions, we decided that at least they are liberty to reopen on the 27th of this month.
What are some of the measures the various schools have put in place?
You know, some of them have set up committees to actually look into the whole issue. You know, they have committees that have actually even developed leaflets for students. They also have in place measures whereby those who may have contracted the epidemic will have the opportunity of being treated. In fact, the government is also ready to assist them in the provision of the protective gear so that at least they'll be able to actually undertake the training of the students so that at least those who actually will be negative positive will be actually taken care of.
I know the ministry has given the go-ahead for the schools to reopen, but in the release, you further asked the schools to submit
exactly.
Why would you do that? Is it that you were not satisfied with what they brought or you are requesting for?
Well, we want to be very sure of what the patients they have also put. It's not all the schools that put in place measures to keep the epidemic. So we also want to be very sure of what others have put in place to keep it. That is why we requested that they should let us have copies of the measures that have been put in place to ensure that there isn't any outbreak of the epidemic in the IFRO.
But they are supposed to do that on the 25th and then on the 27th, the students are supposed to go back to school. Is that not too close?
One other idea is that we want to assist them. If, let's say, for instance, they need certain equipment or certain drugs, at least we will be able to help. You know, there is this inter-ministerial committee that has been set up. They are actually coordinating all the issues. It's not the ministry that is doing the coordination. So whatever challenges they may face, we will bring it to the attention of the committee.
Mr. Krampa denied rumors that the ministry is holding back the August salaries of members of UTAG and POTAG.
There's no official statement to that effect. We are in talks. We were actually arranged before an arbitrator, and the discussions have been ongoing. We were there this week, and in fact, we'll be asked to actually continue with mediation. We'll definitely continue to with that and then find an amicable solution to this issue. We at the ministry are not happy about what is happening. I don't think the unions are also happy about it. So the willing way out for us is to sit down with them once again and then see how best we can address the issue. We have actually been very proactive by inviting them to discuss issues there. So I am actually using this platform to appeal to them that whenever they are invited, they should come so that we settle this to us.
But does it not defeat the purpose of reopening the schools if their teachers or lecturers are on strike? What would the students do when they go to school?
Well, you know, reopening of any academic year takes some time. The French students are going to be, they will have to undertake reorientation programs. And I am very much optimistic that there will be an end to this particular issue.
So you think that the students will go back to school and there's no problem?
Well, they will have to go to school. They will have to go back to.
But Legon says it's not going back to school because their lecturers are still on strike.
Well, that is the University of Ghana. I don't think the other universities have come out openly to say that. We are saying that they can go ahead to open the schools from the 27th. If a university says that they are not ready, well, that is their prerogative.
You heard the public relations officer of the Ministry of Education, Paul Cramper.